In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In today's gospel lesson, we heard the story of the paralytic who had been ill for 38 years. He lay by the pool of Bethesda, waiting for an angel of the Lord who would come down during certain seasons of the year to trouble the water. Whoever stepped in first after the water was troubled was healed of whatever disease he or she had. Unfortunately for this paralytic, he could not help himself into the water, and there were many others waiting to enter, including invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed people. In addition to the many physical weaknesses these people suffered from, they most likely also suffered from emotional, intellectual, and even spiritual weaknesses. We too suffer from these same kinds of weaknesses today. We may also experience uncontrollable circumstances which weaken us financially, spiritually, or even in our relationships with one another. However, having weaknesses is not the most important issue that we need to discuss today. Actually, the most important issue is how we respond to those weaknesses we may have. Usually we deny them, we may even defend them, we may excuse them, we may hide them, and even resent them. These are the natural human responses. But my dear people, these responses prevent God from using our weaknesses in the way that He desires. God has a different perspective on our weaknesses. He said, "My thoughts and my ways are higher than yours." So He can act in ways that are exactly opposite of what we may expect. We as humans think that God wants us to use only our strengths, but He also uses our weaknesses for His glory. In St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, he wrote, "God purposely chose that the world considers weak in order to shame the powerful." So our weaknesses are not an accident. God has allowed them in our lives for the purpose of demonstrating His power through us, His people. The Bible is filled with examples of how God loved to use imperfect, ordinary people to do extraordinary things in spite of their weaknesses. One from the Old Testament, of course, would be Moses, who was confronted by Pharaoh and led an entire nation with a speech impediment. He stuttered. And I would like to read one from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, verses 2 and 3. "Now it came to pass afterward that he went through every city and village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. And certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom had come 7 demons, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who provided for him from their substance." So even Mary Magdalene and women with her, Mary Magdalene had 7 demons within her, it says, we just heard. And she was blessed to be the first one to see Christ resurrected. So God works through our weaknesses. A weakness or thorn, as St. Paul called it, is not a sin or a vice or even a character defect. that we can change, such as impatience or overeating. A true weakness is any limitation that we may have inherited or have no power to change. It may be a physical limitation, like a handicap or a chronic illness. We may have low energy or a disability. It may be an emotional limitation, such as a trauma, a hurtful memory, a personality quirk, or even hereditary disposition. Or it may be even an intellectual limitation. We are not all Einsteins or Rhodes Scholars. We have to work with what we have. When we stop and think of the limitations in our lives, we may be tempted to conclude that God could never use us for His glory. But God is never limited by our limitations. In the Bible we read, "We are like clay jars in which this treasure is stored. The real power comes from God and not from us." The perfect example for us of how to allow God to work through our weaknesses is displayed by St. Paul. If we simply follow his example after his encounter with Christ at Damascus, God will use us as he used St. Paul, that is, in the way that he sees fit. Finally, speaking of St. Paul, he wrote that we must remember and acknowledge God's glory in our weaknesses. He went on to say, "I am going to boast only about how weak I am and how great God is to use such weakness for his glory." Christ healed the paralytic in today's gospel lesson, and God's glory was revealed through the paralytic's weakness. Let us not fear our own weaknesses. Let us show them and use them so that we too may glorify God. Amen.